Now, all I know about sheets is the higher the thread count, the better the sheet, right? This lady's like, right, yeah. I got 700 back in my house. It's like sleeping in lotion. So I'm looking around trying to find some nice sheets. I see this brand called Hotel Luxury Linens, 600 thread count. And it sounds fancy too, right? You got a girl back at your place. She's like, oh my God. Did we just teleport to a 5-star hotel? Nah, baby, these are just hotel luxury linens. By the way, the technology for teleportation doesn't exist yet. You must be kind of stupid. So I grab the sheets and I get them home. And I'm psyched to put them on my bed, right? And I feel them, and they feel a little rough to the touch. I get a little suspicious. I do a little Googling. I find an investigative report in Southern Living magazine where they investigated thread count claims, an issue that definitely needed delving into. And they had a little chart. They said, brand, advertised thread count, actual thread count. So it's like, brand, Wamsutta, advertised 500, actual 497. Brand, soft sheets, advertised 600, actual 600. Brand, hotel luxury linens, advertised 600, actual 296! Are you shitting me, man? Almost slept on that shit! 296 is sandpaper as far as I'm concerned. If that was a drug deal, I would have shot hotel luxury linens in the face! Where the rest of my thread? You didn't think I was gonna count that shit, motherfucker?
I don't know how to really get into it, but I really wanted to talk about Vajazzling. I don't know.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about Vajazzling.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you were even talking about until I kind of put it together.
Well, you know, the when you're in junior high and stuff, the kids, they sit around, the guys, they're all like, oh, man, I want to be a gynecologist so I can look at vaginas all day. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, chances are, they're looking at some weird vaginas.
Yeah.
Vajazzling, there's adults, no girls that are, you know, getting vajazzled. Unless, you know, they're going to be showing off a pretty fun vagina.
So it's probably a pretty decent-looking vagina.
Yeah, so vajazzle artist, much better than gynecologist.
Way less pain, though.
But that's also a new thing. That's not something that was an option for the high school versions of ourselves to look forward to.
Do you think that'll go out? Do you think that...
You mean
vajazzling
in 2 years when they all turn 20 and get tired of it? Yeah.
Maybe we'll go out. We'll come in. Are people really doing this?
They should be.
My question is, why the fuck didn't we invent this?
I don't know, but I don't even know if I would be into it. I don't know. I just think that anything that involves vaginas and...
Well, I'll tell you this. If I take a girl's pants off and she's got a bedazzled vagina...
You're not going to be thinking sex. You're going to be thinking, wow, this is interesting.
Well, and I'm going to be thinking, this girl is a slut.
Well, I've never encountered this, but I imagine it like... you know, mid-coitus, you'd just be like, oh, shit, a fucking diamond. Oh, people do this now?
Yeah.
Wait, your vagina's sparkling.
That's, and then here's my question. What if, like, do these things rub off? Because then am I going to have a bedazzled crotch area when I'm done?
I don't, will it transfer?
I'm not interested in that, sir.
Yeah.
No thank you on that.
And then can you just wash it off? Or
yeah, I don't know.
Does it stick around?
Because glitter, if it's like glittery, glitter's fucking hard to get off.
Is it like black women in their hair? Like, if you get vajazzled, then like you can't do anything with your vagina for like 3 weeks? You can't wash it?
Yeah, go swimming.
Do the dudes get digazzled?
The digazzled?
I don't know.
Or is it just vajazzled?
All right, Mike, how much for you to find one of these places and call them up and ask about... Dejazzling.
Just call him up and be like, hi, my name's Mike. I'm a dude. I have some questions about vajazzling.
No, dejazzling. You're going to go and get your man junk dazzled.
How much?
Basic pricing.
I don't know.
Or dejazzling package options.
Huh. Something to think about, I guess. Be like, you can go into the locker room on Sunday and be like, hey, guys, I just wanted to share with you that I am currently dejazzled.
That'd be great, man.
I don't see why you couldn't do this yourself with, like, a trip to the craft store and some super glue.
Just
an at-home dejazzle kit.
Just put a mirror on the ground and go to town.
Yeah.
I could dejazzle my taint.
You could turn your nuts into a disco ball.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then I just, I get a, you know, shine a spotlight on them and turn on all the lights and then just start, you know, wiggling.
How would the girlfriend feel about that?
One way to find out. play poker face and
yeah.
Yeah.
I got a surprise for you, baby.
Yeah.
Dejazzled.
Yeah, I'm dejazzled. Well, yeah, Chris is here because I think Napier's going to be out next week too. He's doing job training. He just got assigned to a new position at his job weeks ago? And I think they...
Which is a huge step up from thinking he was going to be fired.
Yeah, he thought he was going to get fired. Then he got reassigned to a management position, and he had that management position for like a week or two, and now he's training to do something lesser. So I guess his management position didn't go well if, you know, they gave him a week.
What kind of position do you have that requires 2 weeks of training? Like,
I don't know. He works 3 to 11
surgeon.
Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... maybe he's just feeding us bullshit because he doesn't want to hang out with us.
Not want to? Or not allowed?
Dun, dun, dun. I wish I had that song.
I know.
The dramatic gerbil.
Chipmunk?
The dramatic chipmunk.
Dun, dun.
Oh, I thought you were still on the Price is Right fail.
Oh. Yeah, so Chris is going to fill in for Napier this week. I don't know if I can talk him into coming back next week. I guess he'll be here next week too.
I feel like it works good with three people.
Yeah.
There's less like dead time.
Yeah.
Because when it's just me and you, we like to talk about stuff and we do a pretty good job, but it's more like a normal conversation. And in normal conversations you have moments where you're like,
so
yeah. All right. So
you know, it'd be an exciting challenge is for one of us to pretend to be Napier for an entire podcast. An hour-long Napier impression.
Hey,
impossible.
Chris.
No, I think it can be
impossible.
Done. It can be done.
But you have to think of shit to say that'd be like him.
Sound like him. You'd have to make notes in advance.
Yeah.
Have some things up your sleeve.
There's only one Napier. We're not trying to replace him or anything. But, you know, if he wasn't here, we wouldn't be doing anything. So we're doing something, and great. I did want to talk about the Vajazzle, The Fleshlight is following us on Twitter now.
It's exciting stuff.
And Chris was saying that the Fleshlight isn't a real person, and I was explaining to him that the Fleshlight product cannot physically make Twitter updates. It needs a person to do it.
Well, yes, I understand that an inanimate object cannot
but
update.
I have...
Although, if one could, it would probably be the Fleshlight, right?
I imagine. I have questions. Like, do you think that... Anyone who has ever bought a Fleshlight, it wasn't necessarily by, you know, someone recommending it. It was just the curiosity of what it would feel like. And then, like, they're like, oh, it's a Fleshlight that you can fuck. Well, I don't know if that would work or not, but, you know, for $20, I'll try it.
Wait, as opposed to what?
As opposed to, like, you know,
as
somebody saying...
As opposed to fucking a regular Fleshlight.
Like, as opposed to, like, me calling you up and be like, dude, Jesse, seriously? You gotta try fucking this Fleshlight.
Well, can I borrow yours first? I mean, I don't want to buy it if I'm not going to like it.
So, I think that their entire marketing is based on men being curious as to what feel like to fuck a Fleshlight, as opposed to... Any positive reviews.
Wait, are you completely ignoring the fact that...
There's nobody buying that because they want to know how it feels to fuck a Fleshlight.
Well, that's what the product is.
No, they want...
It's a Fleshlight that you fuck.
No.
It has a vagina on the end.
Right, yeah, but...
You fuck the rubber vagina that's on the end of a Fleshlight.
But the whole concept of it is that it's supposed to... You know, it's an artificial vagina. It's supposed to feel like a vagina.
I think the entire reason it's called the Fleshlight is because it just happens to be shaped like that. Like a Fleshlight.
Well, and
because there's clearly no light on it.
It's not for people that have attractions to Fleshlights.
No,
the Fleshlight. I'm sure it doesn't lubricate. I'm sure it doesn't lubricate itself. So are you just fucking a dry rubber thing?
Well, they make lube, Mike. You realize
for the and then
well,
my other
anything.
Question is, do you blow your load into the fleshlight? And if so, is there like a jizz cup that you then take out and clean out? Or do you just fill it and then buy a new one?
I believe there's some like screw off end.
Yeah?
There would almost have to be.
There would have to be.
Yeah. Do you...
Otherwise, this would just be like...
Do you put it
phase
in
one of
do you put it in the dishwasher? Do you
clean
it with warm water?
I'm not putting
is
it in my dishwasher.
I frequently ask questions somewhere on the internet to answer all of my questions about fleshlights.
I guarantee there is.
You know what? Napier would have every answer.
You think he would?
Yeah.
Well, Mike.
Well, now that they're following us on Twitter, maybe I'll just, you know, send them messages. Dear fleshlight, do you have a jizz cup that you take out and clean out? And I don't know.
I believe you do.
So do you think you're talking to a representative of a company that makes the fleshlight, or are you talking to, like, just the guy who really, really likes the fleshlight?
A fleshlight enthusiast.
Yeah, who's manning this Twitter account?
I don't know. It doesn't say, like, official fleshlight. It just said, the fleshlight is now following us on Twitter. And I was like, wow, that's interesting.
Maybe it's his nickname. For whatever reason. It's like some random guy and it's his nickname.
Some friend of his caught him fucking the fleshlight.
Fucking
the fleshlight. And was like, yeah. Your nickname's now fleshlight. Yeah.
And he just embraced it.
Yeah.
Said, all right.
He's like, fuck it. I'm fleshlight. Yeah, that's me.
I could see all these scenarios very possible in my mind.
Yeah, yeah. Chris.
Mike.
Tell us about the baker's ice.
The baker's ice. Oh, there are many types of ice. But the most hilarious of all are the ice, the bags of ice that are delivered to Quick Trips by a company called Baker's Ice. First of all, it's ridiculous because you don't bake ice.
Of course not. You freeze it.
Well, one would assume that if you see a Baker's Ice truck, it would be like a dude named Baker who decided to make ice. But then
yeah, like his last name is Baker.
Yeah,
but and he works for an ice company. But
yeah, the pitcher.
Baker's Ice on the side of the delivery truck or van, whatever it was, is a picture of a chef with like a big chef hat, and he's holding a platter like a server walking all your food to a table.
Yeah.
And the platter is just mounded up with this pile of ice cubes, and then on the other hand, he's got a bag that has a block of ice in it. It's like a chef who spent the day whipping up the best ice in town.
I make a very special ice just for you. Come and sit down at my good table.
Do you think that this guy started the ice company? He's like, my last name's Baker. I'm going to call it Baker's Ice.
Eh,
and then, like, somewhere along the line,
yeah,
some smart ass put this on there. Or do you think that was the plan from the beginning?
Oh, I like to think A, but I'm thinking it's probably B. Someone's like, yeah, we'll act like we're baking the ice, even though we freeze it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's dumb.
Well, I really liked the image of, like, the giant pot of water, and he's stirring it up.
Yeah. I got some mountain spring water. I'm going to get mixed
it
with some tap water.
Spice, yeah. My own ingredient.
I can't wait to see the Riverfront Times article, the 10 best ice cubes in North County restaurants, or Baker's Ice.
And also,
absolutely
let me
ridiculous
ask, what do you do when you jizz in the fleshlight? Do you wash it out? What do you do?
It's like the Simpsons episode where the ice truck pulls up and the guy says, you've got to start selling this ice for more than $1 a bag. We lost 5 more men on this expedition because they're harvesting the ice like in the Arctic and then shipping it down.
Oh,
Baker's Ice.
All right, well, I was going to tell a story
yeah
on the web on the podcast today, and it's pretty epic. You might have to stick with me on this one, but trust me, the payoff is
it's
worth
it. It's a slow build.
Slow build.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like caveats to it, but it's very good. So
is this what you've been hyping as the greatest story ever told?
It may be the greatest story ever told. It really might be. But the problems with it are, you know, believing it's true. But if you buy into it that it's true, it's amazing. Okay. So this part is definitely true. I can attest to this. We were at a party at my house in college, and you know, it was getting late, everyone's leaving, we're just kind of sitting on the front porch, finishing off the last few beers, it's pretty late, and a guy was there that one of my roommates was dating, and, you know, he was kind of hanging out for the weekend, whatever, he's a cool guy, and he's like, hey, sit down, I want to tell you guys a story, it's this amazing thing that happened to me back when I was in Mizzou. He was like an alumni at that point. So he comes and sits down, and he's like, alright, so here's how it goes. I was in a frat when I was at Mizzou, and we'd have these great kick-ass parties, you know, it'd be crazy, you know, girls be getting, you know, naked, going nuts, you know, it was a great time. So before we would, before we'd have these parties, we'd all make this policy where we put rubber sheets on all the beds. So that way you could just kind of grab a girl, go into whatever room was convenient and empty at the time, do your thing, and you wouldn't be like, hey, dude, you fucked on my bed. You know, be like, it's just rubber sheets, we'll just clean them off and, you know, whatever. That was their policy. So this guy starts hooking up with this girl, and things are going well. She's pretty hot. She's, you know, into it. They're making out, and they're banging or whatever. And she's like, hang on, I brought a toy. So she goes to her purse and pulls out a butt plug.
Oh, I wish it was a fleshlight.
Oh, I wish it'd be a fleshlight, too. It'd be really funny.
Who carries around butt plugs in their purse?
A freaky-ass girl, apparently. Hmm.
Okay.
Also, I want to interject here. What thread count would these rubber sheets be? Because you don't have a thread count.
I guess not.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go on.
Yeah. Okay, so she's like, you know, I've always wanted to use this on somebody. You know, do you mind if I put it in?
He's
like,
oh, not for her. It's for him.
It's for him. And he's like,
was it a used butt plug? Like, was it her personal butt plug? I guess
I don't know.
He didn't ask. He should have.
He should have asked.
That's a question that you asked.
Did he mail it? Did he mail it to Clayton after the incident?
I would hope so. So he's like, you know what? This girl's really hot. I might even like it. Fuck it, go for it. So she puts in the butt plug, and they start fucking going at it. She's, you know, going crazy on him, and he's really enjoying it. So at one point, things are getting real hot and heavy, and he's getting ready, you know, he's getting to that point, and she takes the butt plug and pulls it out of him, like, and he just shits the bed, just shits all over these rubber sheets.
Because it's like the dam broke.
Yeah, well, he wasn't ready for it, or whatever the case was, you know, not a good time, whatever it was, pulls it out of him, he shits the bed. So then here's the kicker. He's like, oh my god, he like jumps up like, I'm so sorry, you know, oh my god. She starts rolling around in the shit, and then she goes, fuck me in the shit.
What did he say?
I think he ran out screaming, but I don't know, but that's the story, that's the legend.
Fuck me in the shit
is the quote that will never be, that was burned into my brain.
Now, the others who were hearing the story, is this something that you guys still throw around?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Fuck me in the shit has become this, you know, legendary thing. And like I said, this is literally, like, you know, a friend of a friend of a friend that told me this. You know, who knows if this is actually true or not, but...
How long ago was this?
I don't know. This story was told to me, like, you know, my junior year of college, so, I don't know, a handful of years ago. And it happened to that guy during, you know...
I wonder if she's somebody's mom at this point. Like, if somebody's mom is the fuck me in the shit girl.
Fuck me in the shit girl.
What would make that great is if, like, 20 years from now, that guy is still hanging around Mizzou at frat parties and tells this story about the fuck me in the shit to the mom's kid who was the fuck me in the shit girl.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh.
Poor girl.
Circle of life.
Well,
did he know her name?
I know. I mean, I don't know if this guy did or... I mean, I don't think he told us.
Fuck me in the
shit. Here's the other great, like, post part of this story. So we hear the story, we're dying, so we tell everybody, and you know, it's we all have a good laugh about it. Well, my friend Kyle is from San Diego, and so he tells all of his friends in San Diego... Or, you know, he's talking to one of his friends one day, and he tells them the story. So then he goes home for Christmas, and so he's home for Christmas, and he's, you know, they're going to some party, and he's going to meet up with all of his old high school friends, and one of his buddies goes, hey, remember that fuck me in the shit story? I told everybody it was you, and they walk into the party, like, right then, and so everyone's like, Kyle, what's up, buddy, having some crazy times in Mizzou, huh? And he's like...
I have so many questions, like... Did she go get in the shower?
I don't know. There's so many.
Did she put her clothes on top of the shit?
Well, there's so many holes in the story that it can't really be true. Because yeah, exactly. What would you? She, the words rolled around in the shit.
Yeah.
Were definitely involved.
Yeah.
So where does she go from there? Even if he does come back and finish the job.
Well,
what is she doing?
I think it can be true because, you know, it could happen unplanned.
there was no way dude knew that he was going to have trouble controlling himself when she...
Yeah, it wasn't like...
And he didn't know what was going to happen.
True.
Okay? I believe up to that point that, yeah, he probably shit the bed. Okay? What happens next? This chick's drunk.
It's true.
Right?
Assumedly, yeah.
You have lemons, you make lemonade, or
well, I mean, just
shit aid, or what?
Yeah, you make shit aid.
Shit aid.
Well, I mean, people do weird things when they're drunk.
Yeah.
So,
fuck me in the shit.
Oh, I mean, the next day she's probably like, oh man, did I roll around in shit and fuck that guy?
Yeah,
I
sure
bar?
Did.
Oh man, that's like the all time, like, morning after, like, you know, what the fuck did I do last night?
Even better is if her friend was like, you won't believe what you did last night. And then tells the story.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Would it be worse for her to roll around in shit and then be rejected?
Or would
it have been worse for her to fuck in shit?
Oh, man.
Which is more embarrassing? Like, if
it's
she was
be rejected,
the,
right?
The girl that got rejected while being covered in shit, or the girl that fucked in shit?
The girl that was willing to fuck in shit, yet
and
was
then
still
was
rejected.
Well, I mean, if you rolled in the shit and... you know, fuck the dude, at least you still got effed.
Yeah, right.
Well, and clearly that was, on some level, her goal the entire time. Not necessarily to get fucked and shit, but clearly she had no problem with it. And she brought the butt plug along, knowing damned well what the side effects could be.
Yeah,
I think it's happened before.
And she pulled it out of him. It's not like, you know, like at a, you know, at an inopportune moment.
I don't care.
I think she was going for
how
it.
Fucked up your life is. That's a life altering moment. That's when you really reflect
rock
on
bottom.
Where you've hit and say, "Wow, I need to change something major in my life now."
So either that was the plan all along, was that she wanted him to shit all over the bed so they could do the little shit.
See, thing. I think it maybe was.
And that's like her
why
thing,
else
but how do you say,
out?
Hey, I really want you to shit all over me? So instead, she made it happen.
Yeah.
And if not,
I agree.
If that was the first time that ever happened, the next time that happened, and she said, okay, I need to warn you that when I pull this out, you're going to shit all over the place if you're not careful.
Right.
Implies that
she was.
I take this butt plug everywhere I go.
Getting guys
the
shit.
The time.
And then hoping they fuck me in the shit.
So
you know,
either
I agree.
Either you tricked somebody into shitting all over the two of you, or you knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yes.
You know, the fleshlight, there's a vagina, there's an asshole, and there's a mouth fleshlight. Like, you can decide.
Oh, different, like, fittings?
I don't think I'd be able to decide. Like, I don't think I could.
You'd
stand
there with,
like,
all three
sitting
in front of you.
With the little drop-down menu, like, you say, you know, I want an asshole, I want a vagina, or I want a mouth. Like,
what if you buy all three? They give you a discount?
I don't know.
I would think
or do you think
three,
that they
like
come?
$10 off.
Do you think
what would they call that? They call it like the orifice collection.
Package, yeah.
Select one orifice. But I mean, maybe I've just seen like the advertisement at the top of porno sites and stuff, and they have you know.
This is where Nader would say, "What about all the other places you could do it?"
I was going to say that. How much do I get? What do I do for an ear? Like,
yeah.
Oh, excuse me, I'd like an ear.
I don't know if it comes with all three attachments or if you get to choose one.
They have different ethnicity options.
I don't know.
Well, questions.
These are things we need to find out, Mike.
Yeah,
we
need to do some research on this.
Will, if you choose the asshole, will it shit on you and say, fuck me in the shit, is my question.
Yeah. And
you want it to talk, you have to pay extra.
Like, if you get the black vagina, is it, like, purple?
Like a giraffe's tongue?
Yeah, like a giraffe's tongue.
Shudder.
Probably not.
No.
If you get an Asian one, is it sideways? Is that what you're implying?
Well, it's like a circle, so I guess there is no real sideways.
Yeah, you can just sideways.
It's true.
Yeah. I'd fuck it sideways, though, just, you know.
just be like, it's like I always imagined it would be.
Yeah. Well, let's see what's going on with this game
here.
All right. You got this game here.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I brought a game over that I thought would be fun to play. It's called Party Playoff, and it's going to be a good time. Basically, in honor of the fact that the NCAA brackets were released yesterday, it's a nice bracketed game where you've got all these random things set up into a bracket, and then you pull cards that have, like, a category. For example, I'll pull a card just so we can get the gameplay down. So, it says, who knows more really good drinking games? That is the question. And then we've got a bunch of people. So then, for example, one of the matchups is Steve Martin versus Snoop Dogg.
And then,
you would argue who knows better drinking games, and then the winner, between the three of us, will vote. The winner moves on.
Steve Martin or who?
Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
So you don't have to answer that question, but that is an example of one of the questions. So then you get all the way to the end, and you decide who's the ultimate win. Yes, please. I've played it a few times, and it's always good times. I think it makes for decent radio, hopefully. So, as Chris is getting a beer.
Is the Fleshlight
something
that you could put on there? Or I guess it would be...
Buttplug versus Fleshlight.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so Chris is back. Thank you, sir. Let's,
Yeah, Napier never brings beer.
Well, Napier doesn't prepare or bring beer. He doesn't bring a game.
Yeah.
When's the last time he brought a game over?
You know, really, all he ever brings is him. He just shows up, and he doesn't bring topics. He just... And when he does... Oh, he brought a topic once or twice, and God, it was boring.
Well, he had a whole hour on his factory.
Okay, here we go. First round, gentlemen. We'll start in the places bracket. The places bracket. Where would you be more comfortable leaving your car unlocked? Their first matchup is Jamaica and Scranton. Thoughts, ooh. Mike?
This was Scranton in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Scranton is
like from the office.
Scranton's where the office is, but it's also known as like one of the shittiest towns in America. Like, it's terrible.
It's shitty because it's shitty. It's not necessarily shitty.
I think the crime's terrible there, too, actually.
Yeah, really? I think crime's terrible in Jamaica, isn't it?
Crime is terrible in Jamaica.
Well, Dwight Schrute is an honorary local sheriff's deputy.
I
know he'll watch after my stuff.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Or he will track down the perpetrators.
But they don't have a lot of, like, roads in Jamaica. Like, who needs a car?
Yeah.
That's because the roads they do have fallen apart for 50 years.
I think people in Jamaica have better shit to do than steal cars, though. I mean, Scranton's shitty enough that, like, what else are they going to do except steal cars?
Wait, is my car full of hash brownies? Because that could make a difference.
I'm going to say I would rather keep my car unlocked in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Scranton because you're still in America.
I'm with Chris on this one.
Really?
I'm going Scranton. I've heard Jamaica's like terrible for that. Scranton moves on.
Okay.
Okay. Where would you rather have your car unlocked? A sauna or the North Pole?
Or is that how we do this? Like the same question for all four?
We could pull a different card for every one.
Yeah, pull a card for each one.
I mean, I think the way you're supposed to do it is do each round.
Who gives a shit what you're supposed to do?
Okay. We'll pull another card.
All right.
Okay. So it's sauna versus the North Pole. We'll pull a card here. Where would you rather play hide-and-seek?
Well, there's nowhere to hide in a sauna.
Unless you crawl into the...
But the North Pole's cold as fuck.
Not to mention, if you hide for too long, you'll die.
Well, the North Pole also, I think, is just like this flat wasteland, isn't it? In the middle of nowhere?
Yeah.
I gotta go sauna here. I mean, imagine trying to hide in the freezing...
Depends on if you're a hider or a seeker, I think. Because if I'm a seeker, I'm going sauna. If I'm a hider... I'm going North Pole, because if you die playing hide-and-seek and they haven't found you yet,
you're
still
win.
Yeah, absolutely.
But in a sauna's a little tiny room.
Yeah.
And unless you have a towel, which some people do and some people don't, what are you going to hide behind?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I'll tell you what. Shitty place for hide-and-go-seek, both these places.
Yeah, they're both pretty awful.
If there's fresh snow on the ground, you could hide in the snow at the North Pole.
I'm going North Pole here.
All right, North Pole it is.
North Pole moves on. Okay. Here we go.
If you believe in life after love...
Where would you rather ride an exercise bike? Paris or Camelot? There's an easy answer here. But I'm going to see what you guys think.
Camelot.
I'm going Camelot.
I'm going Camelot easily.
Well, yeah.
Because they'd be like, what the fuck is that?
And then you'd be a wizard because you have this amazing device.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What art that...
Paris. Yeah, that's an easy...
There's a thousand things I'm doing in Paris before I'm riding exercise.
Easy answer there. Okay. Camelot. Okay, last one for the first round in the places bracket. Where would you rather spend a three-day weekend, a public restroom or Disneyland? Again, easy answer here.
Public restroom.
Explain that answer.
Please.
A three-day weekend?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
What if I have to shit?
They have shitters at Disneyland.
Oh, so you can go to the public restroom at Disneyland, or would that be breaking the rules of the...
No, I would assume. Even still, for a three-day weekend, I'll shit all over Mickey Mouse. I don't care. I'm not spending all weekend in a bathroom.
If you can shit at Disneyland...
Yes.
Like in the
well,
the
only
restroom.
Downside there is at Disneyland there are all them fucking kids, you know, and they can be just terrible.
And the but if you're in the public restroom, if a kid sees you go in there, they'll open the door and they'll yell, "Whoever's in here sucks dicks!" But I don't know. Public restroom is my answer if I can't shit at Disneyland's public restroom.
Kind of a related story. At one of the hockey rinks not long ago, I was in the restroom. There's two urinals, and I was at one, and I was midway through peeing, and a kid comes in to the other urinal, and then I'm done peeing, and I flush, and I walk to the sink, and he stopped peeing, and he switched over to the other urinal that I was at.
Why?
I don't know. That's kind of weird.
Were they... the same.
They were the same height. It wasn't like one was the kid's lower to the ground one.
You should have went over back over to him. And, hey, buddy, what's up with that?
No, I have this rule about not talking to children in public restrooms.
Hey, little fella, how you doing?
Hey, guy.
Loren said that the other day. He said something about going into some. Oh, he was talking about going to the girls' bathroom, and he wanted to make sure it was empty first because he said that he wanted to make sure he could keep his. Lights on during Halloween for the next 10 years. Okay, I'm going Disneyland. It's not close.
All right. I agree.
Okay. All right, moving on. We'll go to the actions bracket.
Actions.
Which is more invigorating? Bargain hunting or snorkeling?
More invigorating? Depends on where you're hunting for bargains.
Yeah. I'm going to go...
It's in general.
I'm going to go bargain hunting.
Is invigorating? Are you an idiot? Snorkeling. It's way more invigorating.
I don't get snorkeling. Who cares?
Bargain hunting's boring.
Yeah, well, when you're snorkeling, you can also be bargain hunting. It's like a two-for-one deal.
Agreed.
That's what people do. They go under the water. They look for treasures and stuff.
Agreed.
But when you go to a garage sale, you're not going to be snorkeling also.
It's just, it's such a... You're right there on the water. Who cares? Just peek your head up and breathe. Asshole. I hate snorkeling. It's the dumbest thing in the world. Was that a House of Representatives guy that was snorkeling with his male coworkers? What is it? It means something different now. You didn't read about that? Well, no, it was a congressman, and he had to resign because he was accused of tickling his male staff. And then there was something to do with snorkeling. It was some kind of gay thing.
Wow.
It involves snorkeling.
I think that just strengthens the case for snorkeling in this instance.
Being invigorating because it's some sort of
sexual thing.
We need to look that up on like Urban Dictionary or something.
I like how the congressmen and the senators are stealing things like snorkeling from us and hiking in the Andes.
Yeah.
Or wherever.
Was that one they used to?
That's when the guy... The Appalachian Trail. Yeah,
he
was hiking, but that was really code for, like, flying to Venezuela and
banging.
Fucking some...
I'm looking this up on... You keep playing. I'm going to look
I'll
up snorkeling. Okay, I'll give you... Okay.
It's got to be snorkeling. Okay, moving on. Okay. Which is more popular with single people? Pole vaulting or sleepwalking? Here's my answer. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm going sleepwalking. And not because it has anything to do with being single. I just think that... Because sleepwalking, I think equal numbers of single and non-single people do it. But I think so few people like pole vaulting that it's got to be sleepwalking.
I think that if you're a pole vaulter, the only way to get good at that is to be so dedicated that you probably can't do anything else.
It's true.
Could you even have a life outside of pole vaulting if you're a pole vaulter?
I don't know. It depends on how dedicated you are. Are you an Olympic pole vaulter?
I wouldn't be surprised if every pole vaulter is single.
Snorkeling. This maneuver is performed by placing your testicles over the eyes of your partner, forming a mask. Then the breathing apparatus is formed by placing the end of your penis into the receiver's mouth. This maneuver is preferably performed in water.
That won't help you breathe either.
As an example, my girlfriend wanted to go snorkeling in the islands, but I couldn't afford it, so instead I tricked her into snorkeling my penis.
Ah, I see. And if that's the case, I really feel good about my choice.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
That's more invigorating. Mike, pole vaulting or sleepwalking? I I'm going sleepwalking. Chris is going pole vaulting.
I'm taking pole vaulting.
What do you got?
I don't care.
That's not how the game's played.
Okay. Well, whatever you guys went with, I wasn't paying attention.
Well, you didn't pay attention to what we just said either, so you double lose.
Which is more popular with single people?
Sleepwalking.
Done and done.
Yeah, you can't say, I don't care whatever you guys pick when we're on a split decision.
Otherwise, I wouldn't even ask you. We would have just gone ahead.
Oh, okay.
You know. Okay. Uh-oh.
So unprofessional.
The bad phone.
Okay. Yeah. Which is more of an accomplishment to do while also singing the national anthem?
Pole vaulting.
Glass blowing or people watching? Easy answer.
Glass blowing.
Gotta be glass blowing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what's the argument against that?
There is
right.
one.
If you could sing the national anthem while blowing glass,
that's
into like a some sort of like flag shape or an eagle or something.
Yeah, then you
would that be like you, that's being a ventriloquist and drinking water?
Yes.
Yeah.
No question there. Okay, the last first round matchup in the action region. Which would you rather do using only your toes, rock climbing or showering?
I got a whole system of things I have to clean in the shower, so.
I gotta go rock climbing because you are a badass.
But also, which would you
also,
rather
if you
do,
rock climbing
or
with
which
only your toes? Are you rock climbing or are you just walking?
Which would you rather do? Or
is how vertical it is, I guess.
Is the question which would you rather do?
Which would you rather do?
I would rather shower with just my toes
because
I don't
want to
climb
rock. Your toes, you would probably die.
That and I would be climbing a rock.
Well, then you wouldn't be rock climbing. You would be falling. There's two different things.
So I would rather. Shower.
But you're not going to get clean.
Well, yeah, but I'm still going to be alive.
Mike doesn't get clean anyway.
Yeah. All right. Showering. You're going rock climbing?
I'm going rock climbing.
So am I. Sorry, Mike.
You guys are stupid.
Okay.
Have I agreed with you guys on one of
I'm
these
I'm not sure. Probably not. Okay, here we go. We'll go to the things section, because I'm saving people for last.
Okay.
Which would you rather pose on the cover of a magazine? Which would you rather pose with, on the cover of a magazine?
The Fleshlight.
The Constitution or a Philly cheesesteak?
Philly cheesesteak.
I would go Constitution.
What? Fuck the Constitution. That Philly cheesesteak's delicious.
Yeah, I mean, I've eaten, like, probably 300 Philly cheesesteaks in my life. If I'm on the cover of a magazine with a Constitution, like, at least I get to, like, hold the Constitution. How many people have ever done that?
See, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I like it when I'm holding a Philly cheesesteak.
I mean, I could read what it says. That's okay. But if they give me a Philly cheesesteak, then
you're just
maybe
hoping that you can eat the Philly cheesesteak when, when you're done with
it. And let's be honest. Am I going to be... Is it more likely that I'm going to be on Fat Dudes Who Eat Cheesesteak Weekly? Or, you know, guys who read the Constitution monthly?
Sold. Okay. Which would you rather be prouder to own a huge collection of? Magic 8-Ball or Vicks Vapor Rub?
Vicks Vapor Rub.
I love that. That's such an easy answer.
How many Magic 8-Balls do you need? You need one.
Why do you need so much Vicks Vapor Rub?
Because then you could just rub it on yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you can run out of Vicks Vapor Rub. You can't run out of answers for your Magic 8-Ball.
Wait, I have an app for this on my phone.
A Magic 8-Ball app?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you.
Or a...
I have a Vicks Vapor Rub app on my phone. Is Mike's answer the dumbest answer ever? My sources say no. What the fuck?
Damn! See, because it knows. You only need one
Magic 8-Ball.
But imagine, let's say you walk in.
What would you
house?
Had a whole collection of Magic 8-Balls? And, like, you bring a girl over and you're like, hey, baby, you want to see my collection of Magic 8-Balls?
But who cares?
What,
would you
are you going to impress her at my
Vicks
Vapor Rub collection?
Yeah!
That's
cool.
Way creepier.
There's several different kinds of Vicks Vapor Rub.
This one's in Russian.
Yeah.
Look, this one's like a mini one.
Ooh, I didn't even think
this
of that. You
red.
Could get Vicks Vapor Rub from my
Mike, you're a prime candidate to own a Fleshlight.
I think I'm going to get
one. With
your
Vicks Vapor Rub
I'm curious.
Collection.
I want to see, like...
Don't combine the
no,
two.
No,
that sounds
awful. No, don't jack off with Vicks Vapor Rub. I tried that. It was awful.
Oh,
it was so bad.
Why would you do
that? No, don't even joke about that. That's not funny.
Joke about it? Why would you do it?
I bet you went right to Icy Hot after that.
Oh, yeah, that was bad, too.
Really?
Why are you trying to hurt yourself, Mike?
Oh, back in the day, you know, I used to try everything.
Yeah, but things that you know in advance are not going to be
things
good.
Things that burn, like, your fingers when you...
Well, I thought maybe, you know...
Have you jacked up with hot coals?
No, that would... No.
Fuck sand you guys.
Okay, let's move on.
Right, you're going to Vicks Vapor Rub. What do you got, Chris?
I'm going 8-Ball.
I'm going 8-Ball, too.
I hate you guys. fuck this game.
All right. Which would you rather sell door to door? Microwave popcorn or Egg McMuffins?
Egg McMuffins.
Egg McMuffins.
Egg McMuffins. Nothing.
Then again, they would get cold, but fuck it.
Not with the special Egg McMuffin truck.
And you'd have to do it like right at like 10:45 and stuff when people want an Egg McMuffin but can't get one.
Oh, it'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, and just imagine that, because someone knocks on your door and you're like, I thought you had to go to McDonald's for those. I'm like, no, sir.
No.
Bring it to you. Yeah. In fact, we should probably do that.
Okay, technology. Moving on. Future is wild.
Which is a better subject for a still life painting? Chia pet or mullet?
A mullet.
I gotta go mullet here too.
There's no question.
Like a guy poses with his mullet.
It's just his mullet though. Like it's just like the back. Like you can't even see his face. It's just like you just see mullet.
The mullet stuff, just the hair.
All right, I'll agree with you guys on the
mullet. Mullet.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. In the people round.
Do you believe in life after love?
Who would send better text messages? The Swedish chef or Donald Trump?
Is that mergey mergey?
Yeah, the Swedish chef.
Or what was the other one?
Donald Trump.
Oh, Swedish chef.
At least you can understand him.
Mergey 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 mergey.
Well, understanding the text doesn't necessarily imply that it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would a Donald Trump text be like, though?
Probably
you're
give
fired.
Me what if it's like bullshit advice money? On.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Swedish,
Swedish chef.
No moving on.
Yeah.
By the way, Swedish Chef is going to win the whole thing. I don't care what you say. I'm voting Swedish Chef for everything.
Who is more likely to drive the speed limit, David Lee Roth or George Foreman?
George Foreman.
If only this was.
I know.
Sammy Hagar.
If it was Sammy Hagar, then there's no question about
no
this.
No way, because he can't drive 55.
Do you think that David Lee Roth does drive the speed limit because he hates that song?
Yeah, fuck Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
I think he does. Probably. I'm going David Lee Roth here.
I don't think George Foreman drives either. I think someone drives for him.
You know what? You guys swayed me on that. Yeah. David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth. Consensus.
Like, fuck you. I can drive 55. I got no problem.
Right.
I'll drive 45. I don't give a fuck.
Who is more likely to own a really extravagant bathtub? Steve Martin or Snoop Dogg?
Snoop Dogg.
I think Snoop Dogg.
It's got to be Snoop Dogg. Yeah. I was really hoping we could move Steve Martin on here, but... Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg has a bathtub that's like gold plated all over. Yeah. Has like a bong, like, you know,
built in. Right.
You know, like a recording studio.
There's like,
right
like
there.
Four faucets. There's the there's hot, cold, there's crunk shower,
juice.
And then
Cristal. Just in case he wants to bathe in Cristal. Yeah, it's got to be Snoop Dogg here.
Instead of hot and cold, it's hizzle and kizzle.
Okay, who would you want to share a hotel room with? Snoop Dogg? Oh, I'm sorry, we already did Snoop Dogg. Dolly Parton or Evel Knievel?
Well, Dolly Parton.
Just in the chance that you would see her topless?
Oh, yeah, but she would talk.
Yeah, but, I mean, Evel Knievel, what's he going to do? He's going to fucking jump out the window, and then you're going to have a draft all night?
That's awesome. How many times have you stayed in a hotel where, hey, you have to go down the lobby and explain that... You accidentally rode a motorcycle out of the...
An old broad with giant boobies or like a 900-year-old daredevil.
Dead?
I think he's dead.
He is dead.
I don't want to spend a night with a dead guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we're going that route, then there's no way. But, I mean, what about the scenario where he's like... You're like... Let's say you're in like the 50th floor of some like Vegas hotel and he's like... Jumping out of this bitch.
I want to be there to see it.
Yeah, exactly.
I want a front row seat. Also, what
and
if...
And like, you find him in the lobby, he's like still alive, you know?
What if you're up there and there's a major fire and you can't get out of the building and the only way out is to fly out 50 stories into the swimming pool?
With a motorcycle.
On a motorcycle.
Yeah.
I don't trust Dolly Parton.
Do you think he has
like the whole building's on fire and there's just Evel Knievel standing there with a motorcycle and he looks at you and just goes, hop on, son. That would be awesome.
See, but I
would
bet...
be awesome. Well, there's no situation in which Dolly Parton could save your life.
Yeah, that's true.
Although, you probably will get a peek at her coming out of the shower. You could probably see, like, the most famous pair of tits in Hollywood history.
Isn't she, like, 65 now?
She's very old.
Yeah.
I'm going Evel Knievel here.
I think I have to also. I mean, famous tits, but, you know.
But they're probably going to be super disappointing, too.
I think so.
You guys want to share a hotel... I hate this game. You want to share a hotel room with... Evel Knievel?
It's one of the baddest ass dudes
as
ever.
Opposed to Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I do.
It's like really old dead dude or okay.
Almost dead.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear a one piece jumpsuit also.
Okay. See, but the problem with Evel Knievel ultimately, I think, will be is he'll have a really nice, really nice helmet with like a full face shield and stuff, and then he'll give you that dorky little bike helmet.
Don't care, I'm wearing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine like the good night stories he could tell you. Dolly Parton would just sit there and be like, "Oh, sugar, good night," and he'd be like, "Want to hear about the time I was in Vegas and I fucked five girls at the same time while jumping through a ring of fire?" I'd be like, "Yes." Okay, moving on. Back to the places bracket.
Mike, you're bad at this game.
Yeah, I would lose.
Where are you more likely to wish you had a Swiss Army knife? Scranton or the North Pole?
Well, you wouldn't need a Swiss Army knife for anything in the North Pole.
Why not?
You would need a shovel.
A shovel.
But what if like a bear comes or something? You'd be like, damn, I wish I had a
Swiss
Army knife.
What are you going to do with a shovel in the North Pole?
Shovel snow?
Why? Why? What are you going to do with it? Move it from one pile to another?
What are you going to do with a Swiss Army knife, Chris? What are you going to do with a Swiss Army knife in the fucking North Pole? Name one fucking thing you're going to do with a Swiss Army knife
are
at
you
the
there?
North Pole.
Are you there
name
too?
One fucking thing. Name I will give you it if you can name one fucking thing you can do with a Swiss Army knife at the North Pole.
I'm going to stab you, Mike. I'm going to stab you with my knife.
No, that is specific to the North Pole. You're going to stab me in a parka?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm in the North Pole. I've got a...
If you guys pick North Pole, I'm not playing the game anymore. I'm going to fucking throw that board.
There's nothing you can do
with a Swiss Army knife at the North Pole. Here's the thing. You can't even talk. Fuck you.
In Scranton... No,
where's Scranton? Move it fucking forward.
No, stop.
In Scranton, you're in a city. What do you need a Swiss Army knife for?
Plenty of shit!
Such as?
Well, like, you know, you could use it for, like, a little screwdriver, or you could use it, you know, to stab a hobo if he tries to fuck with you. And
okay, in
you
the North Pole.
It, as a corkscrew when you go get your bottled wine at the local liquor store. What can you do with a Swiss Army knife at the North Pole?
You could alter your clothing that you already have. You could sit... You
what
could,
the fuck are you talking about? Why
I don't
would
know.
You alter your clothing at the North Pole? You want to put on more clothing, not cut some off.
No, not cut it off, but like, okay, you have the little knife, you could adjust something that isn't right.
Like
I don't know.
What?
All right, that was a bad one. I'm going Scranton.
Thank God. Scranton, oh my God, thank God.
I don't know that I was really
I was thinking that I could like chip off like some ice and put it in my drink in the North Pole.
What do you want ice in your drink for?
You'd probably want warm drinks at the North
Pole.
Yeah.
And another reason why Scranton's moving on.
Okay.
All right.
I swear to God I was going to have to smack somebody.
Where would you rather go barefoot? Camelot or Disneyland?
Camelot.
Camelot.
Why?
Because Disneyland's gross.
Those little kids will step on your feet. And I mean, think of all those rides. And
also, the cartoon characters have giant feet. So if they step on you.
The E.T. ride, I feel compelled to, you know, ride the bike pedal, push the bike pedals, even though I'm not really going anywhere.
I feel like Disneyland's a lot of, like, asfalt, which probably isn't good. Well, Camelot's probably more dirt.
Let me point out to
chances
you guys,
are
you guys also both said that you would just shit anywhere you wanted to at Disneyland. So
and you don't want to step in our shoop all over.
Yeah. All right, Camelot it is. Okay.
Is there something that could involve the Swedish chef in Camelot?
Perhaps. We might get there. Okay. Actions. Which is more likely to inspire a Weird Al... a Weird Al song? More likely to inspire a Weird Al song. Snorkeling or sleepwalking?
Ooh.
I gotta go sleepwalking. There's a lot of funny things that can happen when you sleepwalk, you know?
Yeah.
So I gotta go sleepwalking here.
I wish there was a way that they could be combined into one, but nobody snorkels when they sleepwalk.
Let me make a note of that so I can make a snorkeling while sleepwalking song.
Mike, are you okay with that? You're going sleepwalking?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, moving on. Which looks funnier in slow motion? Glass blowing or rock climbing?
Neither are funny in slow motion.
Probably not.
I think they're both boring in slow motion.
I think sleepwalking would be way funnier in slow motion, but that's not an option here.
Yeah.
What was it?
Glass blowing or rock climbing? Which is funnier in slow motion?
Glass blowing, probably, because then like people's like cheeks would blow out.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's a good
okay,
point.
Okay, yeah. Right. That's about the only way that works.
Okay.
Like, it would probably be funny to watch, like, jazz trumpetist, trumpeters? What do you call a person who plays a trumpet?
A trumpet player.
Your sister would know.
Okay. Which would be a more endearing Valentine's Day gift? A Philly cheesesteak or a magic 8-ball?
Who is the giver and who is the receiver? Because I will be in love with you forever if you give me a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah. You give me a magic 8-ball, I'm going to think, God, you didn't put any thought into that.
I would shake it up and be like, why didn't she give me a Philly cheesesteak? And it would...
I agree.
They wouldn't have an answer.
I agree. Philly cheesesteak, moving on. That was an easy one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, which is more likely to materialize at a seance? An Egg McMuffin or a mullet?
Mullet.
May I ask why?
Because why would an Egg McMuffin appear like from beyond the grave?
Why would a mullet? What do you mean?
Because it'd be on a
guy
dude
with a mullet. Would be like, oh, I'm here for the seance.
Yeah,
seances
are typically at night, and nobody has Egg McMuffins at night because they only serve.
Fucking McDonald's doesn't serve breakfast after 10:30.
That's an excellent point. Moving on. Okay.
Which they're behind the times. Everybody else does. Jack in the Box serves breakfast all day long.
Yeah, that's why I go to Jack in the Box, because I usually get there after 10:30.
All right. Who would look better wearing a mink coat and nothing else? The Swedish Chef or David Lee Roth?
The Swedish Chef.
Swedish Chef. No need to explain that at all?
Do
you think he ever worked for Baker's Pride Ice? In his early days?
Mix in the water. Well, I really wish his question was, who has more likely worn a mink coat?
Because
that would easily be David Lee Roth.
Not necessarily. You don't know what that Swedish Chef does.
Hey, they have outtakes on...
It's true. All right, Swedish Chef. Who has a better chance of creating something delicious out of what's in your fridge? God damn it if we didn't have the Swedish Chef in the last one.
Yeah.
But who has a better chance of creating something delicious out of what's in your fridge?
The answer is still Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg or Evel Knievel?
It's Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, it's Snoop Dogg.
He's probably...
If it was Dolly Parton, I'd have said Dolly Parton.
Got the munchies, man. He knows how to...
That's a man who knows some munchies. He'd be like, all right, dog, you got to put some of them Frito Lizzies in some of that peanut bizzle. And he'd create this amazing thing.
Yeah, yeah. Man knows
Snoop
how to
put all that shit in a blender. Okay. By the way, Jesse.
Yes.
Your Snoop Dogg impression, top notch.
Stephen Eagle thought a couple things.
Yeah, I mean, you should take that show on the road.
Okay, here we go. The finals of the Places division.
Ooh.
Is Scranton versus Camelot.
Uh-oh. Camelot.
A battle of the ages. You don't know what the question is yet.
Doesn't matter.
It's important.
Okay.
Let's see. A message in a bottle is more likely to mention which?
Camelot. Yeah.
I mean, both because... back then they probably used messages in a bottle, and because it's a cooler place that would have something to message with.
Yeah.
Why would anybody put a message in a bottle that says, whoever finds this, blah, 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 Scranton. That doesn't happen.
Camelot, final four. Go to the final four.
Whoever finds this, blah, 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 Scranton. Signed, Chris.
Okay.
By the way, bring me a Philly cheesesteak and some Baker's ice.
Which would make... Okay, here we go. This is the finals of the actions bracket. Sleepwalking versus glass blowing. Which would make for a more eye-catching 10-foot-high neon sign? Sleepwalking or glass blowing?
They're both dumb.
I'm going sleepwalking here, and let me tell you why. Because if I saw a big-ass sign that just... a 10-foot-high neon sign that said sleepwalking, I'd be like, what the fuck?
It's just going to say the word? It's not like a picture of somebody doing these things?
Because they'll be like, what the fuck is that for? Who advertises sleepwalking? And then I would need to go investigate further.
Whereas if it said glass blowing, you're like, I'm not getting off the highway.
Yeah,
I don't want
that's cool, but I'm not on time for that. I'm not stopping for that. Sleepwalking, like, what?
Well, when I think neon sign, I think, what funny words could we make out of some of the letters?
I like that, yes.
But, and I think that glass blowing has more potential with both ass and blowing and possibly ass blowing. So I'm going to go glass blowing.
Mike's convinced
me. Well, yeah, that's a good argument.
That's a compelling argument.
Yeah. Okay.
Glass done. Blowing. Glass blowing. Final four. I like it. Good job, Mike. See, you're good at this game. You just didn't know it yet.
I needed to hit my stride.
Okay. Yeah. The things bracket. Which would make a cooler pop-up in a pop-up book? Philly cheesesteak or mullet?
Philly cheesesteak.
Philly cheesesteak.
Gotta go mullet here. You've got to go mullet.
Why?
Here.
Do explain yourself.
Imagine you're reading some pop-up book. You flip a page, and what pops up is not even a dude's head. It's like his mullet just comes flying out of the page. And it even has one of those things that you can, like, wiggle it, and you, like, pull it back and forth, and, like, the mullet, like, flaps.
Like the little magnet thing?
Well, you know,
do
like
you remember the game where it was the guy, the bald head guy's face?
Oh, yeah.
You could magnet.
No, I'm saying, like, in a pop-up book, sometimes they have, like, tabs that you could pull and something would happen the pop-up. Imagine, like, a flapping mullet.
Well, I'm not talking about pictures of these things popping out of the book. I'm talking about an actual cheesesteak popping out of this book.
Oh, wow.
Which is,
and you could pull
the
little tab and, like,
mid-story surprise.
And,
like
the
and
cheese
then,
shake.
The baker dropped his ice off at the place. You turn a page, and then boom, cheesesteak. An actual cheesesteak.
Sold.
Best all right,
Jesse, you're overruled on that.
I allow me to be on the record as dissenting on that, but yeah. I was outvoted.
Philly
okay,
cheesesteak.
Here we go. The much-anticipated finals of the people bracket, the Swedish Chef versus Snoop Dogg. We all knew it would come down to this. let's see. I got to find a good question here.
Oh, you're going
to... Oh, here we go. Well, there was. I read a question, but it was dumb. So here's a good question. Which is more likely to be the subject of the next great novel? The Swedish Chef or Snoop Dogg?
Swedish Chef.
I can't imagine Snoop Dogg being the subject of a great novel.
I don't know. It seems like...
Completely written in Snoop lingo?
Oh, God, no. Jesus, no. But it seems like there's a lot of interesting things with Snoop Dogg. Coming out of the streets. Making it big. Fucking bitches. Or the chef, it's just...
The life and times
yeah,
of
but
Snoop
that
Dogg.
Wouldn't
and you could never quote the man.
That wouldn't be a novel. That would be like an autobiography.
It could be a based on...
That man's not
a
writing
story.
A book. That's a biography.
Yeah.
He's not writing his own book.
I mean, you write about a novel. What greater novel could there be than a tell-all, you know, book about the Swedish chef and his life?
You know what I'm going to be doing fictional. In the next hour?
What?
Looking on Amazon for books about the Swedish chef.
Yeah.
All right, you guys going chef on this?
I'm going chef.
Oh, yeah.
I think I got to go Snoop Dogg, but again, outvoted. That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
Swedish chef. Our final four.
Oh,
gentlemen.
My God, if this comes down to Swedish chef versus
Camelot
Philly cheesesteak.
Versus
oh
Swedish
God,
chef.
What could we do?
A food item.
Glass blowing versus Philly cheesesteak.
Philly cheesesteak.
It's going to be amazing.
You haven't heard a question.
You haven't heard the question yet.
Wait.
Oh,
now,
I just
now, these questions might not make sense.
They're, at the bottom of each card, there's like a generic question.
Oh, so it will make sense.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We'll go glass blowing versus Philly cheesesteak.
Okay.
Which is more romantic?
Oh
man.
I'd love to see you guys make the argument for Philly cheesesteak on
well,
this one.
I would much rather fuck a Philly cheesesteak than fuck a big piece of glass.
Okay, well, it depends on the couple, really. Some yeah. people...
Agreed.
Some people like that kind of thing where you're like, oh, you're in the, you know, Silver Dollar City type place where you got the old village
Agreed.
Or whatever. Here's the glass blower, you know?
We have to go back to Love's because I saw a glass dolphin there.
And she likes blue, and that's
she likes blue
color.
And dolphins.
And I need to buy it for her at the gas station.
My girlfriend really could use that glass dolphin. It really shouts out, hey, I knew you liked dolphins, and I know your favorite color.
Well, I'll tell you what. For me, I don't know about you guys, but the right person for me out there would be somebody who could enjoy a Philly cheesesteak much more than glass blowing.
I would love to go Philly cheesesteak, but I think glass blowing is more romantic. I think if I...
What about the setting?
If I went and said, look, okay, here we go. I got a nice date for us planned tonight.
We're going
to go out to blank. Glass blowing would be much better than Philly cheesesteak. She'd be like, what the fuck? As opposed to, oh, I've never seen that before. That's kind of cool.
Depends on the person.
It does depend on the person.
It depends on the lady friend.
What's your vote, Mike?
Philly cheesesteak.
Chris?
See, I think the Philly cheesesteak... could be the winner here in the right setting.
I could give a shit about glass blowing.
You're forgetting that.
Call Laura right now.
She's at work.
Oh, she's at work.
Yeah, she wants Philly cheesesteak.
Hold on. Your lady friend is in class.
Oh, damn it, because I would accept her answer also.
What other female could I call?
Any female, it doesn't matter.
Hey, you know what? I have Kate Hewitt's phone number.
Call your sister. Call your sister.
I'm going to call Kate.
She's working, too.
Is she? So she won't answer? You think my sister would...
Hello?
Hey!
Whoa. Hey, what's going on?
What would be more romantic to you? Going somewhere and doing glass blowing, or going somewhere and getting a Philly cheesesteak? Take all day. It's not like we have anything better to do.
The glass blowing at least sounds like it'd be interesting. Something
done.
Different.
Philly, hang the phone. Philly, thank you. Say thank you. Hang the phone.
But.
But.
Was there a but?
No, there was no but.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
You're going glass blowing?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Sorry, Mike.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Done and done.
Shit.
Glass blowing in the finals.
I have to call her. Should have called Nick, seeing where he wanted you to take him on a date. Fucking homo.
Okay, here we go. Camelot versus Swedish Chef. The matchup for the ages.
Oh, wow.
This is similar to the last one we just did. It was who would inspire a better movie? I don't like that one. We're going to a different one.
Swedish Chef. Well, then again, Camelot has inspired a lot.
Ooh. That's
okay.
A good one.
Okay.
Which will be mentioned in more graduation speeches this year?
Swedish Chef.
Probably not true.
It's got to be Camelot. More often, you think high school seniors are going to reference that?
As you go about your college years, remember,
as the Muppets once said, as much as I want the Swedish Chef to win this thing, clearly they're going to be like, make some sort of dumb King Arthur.
Yeah, you're right.
God, I hate it when Jesse's right.
This game has gotten dumb in the last 4 minutes. How can Camelot be up against glass blowing for the win? That's not.
That's not the way it should have been, though.
Yeah, I can't wait for the bronze medal match between the Swedish Chef and the Philly cheesesteak.
We can have a bronze match.
Swedish Chef versus Philly cheesesteak. Oh, you could buy a Philly cheesesteak and eat a really good Philly cheesesteak. Or you could get the Swedish Chef and eat good forever.
Well, we don't know what the question was.
He only makes Muppet food. We don't know if he makes good food.
Yeah, that's true.
Alright, well, we'll do the bronze medal match. And these are the knockout questions.
Not even worry about the gold medal match and just do the bronze medal match?
We'll do the gold medal match as the bronze medal match.
Okay.
Clearly, these are the worst. Which is more satisfying to daydream about? Camelot or glass blowing? I think
Camelot.
It's got to be Camelot here.
Yeah.
Okay, so Camelot is our technical winner, but for the war of our hearts, Swedish Chef versus Philly cheesesteak, the question is, this is fantastic. This is fantastic!
Oh.
Which do you think has a more fascinating secret history?
Philly cheesesteak or Swedish Chef? See, we kind of know shit about Philly cheesesteak. Like, you can look up the history of the Philly cheesesteak.
But imagine, like, a secret history. Like, some, like, weird thing.
You don't know.
Like,
It was
actually invented by Hitler or something.
Yeah, but the Swedish Chef, we don't know anything about him. We just know that he speaks fucking weird.
We don't know why he speaks that way.
Yeah.
Or why he's a chef, or if he actually makes good... It's got to be Swedish Chef. It's got to be.
He want to be a chef, but for some weird reason he fell into that profession.
And it altered his voice forever.
And, like...
Maybe there was some kind of tragic baking accident, and that's why he talks like that. It took out his voice.
The dishes that he creates, they seem to just be thrown together. Do people actually enjoy them? Is he a well-regarded chef, or is he just like a hack that, works in a kitchen by himself and has no customers but just makes food for the pure love of making
food? Does he even have a fucking job? Or does he just dress like
chef
that at home and
you
cook
can't
in his
just
own
be
fucking
a
kitchen.
Chef, can you? You have to, have a job.
You can dress as a chef and be a chef in your kitchen all you want. Does he work in a
restaurant?
No,
if I go get a chef outfit, I'm not a chef.
Here, how about this? Everything he bakes has, like, human in it.
Mm.
He makes, like, shepherd's pies with, like, human.
Like a... Oh, was that Sweeney Todd?
Yeah. He's the Muppet Sweeney Todd.
Or meat pies!
He's got, like, a secret, like, rivalry with, like, Bobby Flay.
Oh.
See, there's just so many ways you could go.
Yeah.
Well, I think we agree that there's a lot that we don't know about both of these. But
yeah, but you can find anything you need to find about Philly cheesesteaks.
Well, not true. Not true.
But, I mean, has there ever been, like, an origin tale of the Swedish chef? Or do they just need a chef sometimes and they threw all the
Who knows where
Muppet
the Philly cheesesteak started? It hasn't always been some dirty guy in a
well, and even bib even beyond
scooping
that,
cheese whiz out of a bucket with a knife.
Even beyond that, I think it's like the secret history. Like, what could possibly potentially have happened that would make it, you know, interesting? I don't know. There's a lot
sliced
of
steak, cheese, onions, bread, boom. Like it's a Da Vinci Code type
yeah,
thing where there's like this secret
right,
order, you know, people that protect the
yeah,
the
it started out with like, you know, people would get these beef sandwiches, but then someone started saying, throw some cheese on mine. And that meant that they were part of, like, the secret revolution.
The right, and now the people that are part of, you know, hiding this conspiracy from the general public will have, like, a special ring that has a symbol on it that, you know, you don't know what it is, or a tattoo.
Right.
Like the Philly cheesesteak tattoo?
Yeah.
I think we just blew Mike's mind right out of that.
The keepers of the Philly cheesesteak secret history that cannot be unleashed to the general public because it will just create utter chaos.
Is that why when
riots in the streets?
Is that like when I go to a restaurant and I order a Philly cheesesteak, like the waitress waits to like see if I'm going to show her my tattoo?
Right.
Like she kind of.
Right.
She's like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Can I get a Philly cheesesteak? And she kind of, you know, gives me like the one eyebrow and like waits a second.
And if you like flash the ring, then it means like,
yeah,
you know, like
then you get the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
I wish I knew what the tattoo was. I'd get it, and then maybe I could get free Philly cheesesteak.
No, they're not free, I wouldn't think.
No one said anything about free, Mike. Sorry.
Yeah.
What do you vote here? I'm going Swedish Chef.
I'm going cheesesteak.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Swedish Chef. I'm sorry. There's so much that you don't.
From the moment we laid the board out, Mike was like voting Swedish Chef and Philly cheesesteak.
Well, no, but honestly.
And then they meet in the bronze medal match.
Honestly, we don't know anything about the Swedish Chef except that he's a chef. He has a big mustache. And
Well, by tomorrow, I'm going to know everything about the Swedish Chef.
Could you share it with me? Could you let me know what you find out?
I'm going to be up all night on Wikipedia.
I wonder if there's anything on Wikipedia
about
Swedish Chef.
I mean, if there's not, I'm going to write the page. I don't know anything, but I'll make it up.
Just make it up, like, his entire history. Like, he has a brother who's also a chef.
But he's the evil version.
Yeah.
He's the evil version of the chef.
They had this rivalry.
Oh.
Jesse, this was a great game.
I'm telling you, the green's great.
Yeah, this seems like a lot of fun. The only way this could be better is if every item on the board and also every question was something Napier writes.
Oh, man. That'd be ridiculous.
The Swedish Chef.
Dildo burning fire verse.
The Swedish Chef is a
John
Muppet
Chester,
that appeared on The Muppet Show. He was operated by Jim Henson and Frank Oz simultaneously and now is puppeted by. Oh, who cares? Eyebrows that completely obscure his eyes. You know, a few Muppets, blah, blah, blah. Do they have any of his history?
Bio.
The chef is referred to by name in one episode in which Danny Kaye plays his uncle. Kaye reels off a very long name but adds, but we call him Tom, much to the chef's amusement. So the chef's name is Tom.
Ooh, see, that even adds some intrigue. That I didn't even think about that, the fact they only call him chef.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of implies he has a life outside of being a chef. You know, like he has free time that he spends doing something. He has hobbies, he might have a family. Maybe he has a house or a little condo or something somewhere.
Or maybe he's like a secret agent.
There's a popular add-on available from Mozilla Firefox called Bork Bork Bork, which allows the selective translation of text from web pages of the user's choice. So you can write in
chef language?
Swedish Chef and then have it translated.
Wow.
I wouldn't even know how to write.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's
Swedish
probably
chef text. I couldn't.
I think the other way is probably the way you use it. You take real text and translate it into chef text.
Inspiration. Who cares about inspiration? I want to know his.
You know what
history.
Website I want to see is a website where you can type in real text and have them translate it into Napier talk.
Oh God! Lord.
And of course,
us.
No matter what you put, it would start. Well.
Hey.
Did I tell you guys about the amazing lawn care van I saw?
No. Was it a baker? Was it Baker's Lawn Care?
No, it was not the Baker's
cooking
lawn
up
care.
Grass.
This was a lawn care and weed control guy, but it was like a van, and in really big letters on the side, it said "The Weed Man." And then in small letters by the window, it said "Weed Control and Lawn Care." But I'm just
the van
is just driving down the street, and it says "The Weed Man" on both sides and on the back.
That's awesome.
The chef announces he will be making chocolate mousse, for which he first prepares some liquid chocolate. Then proceeds to acquire the other ingredient, a moose named Mickey. Kermit rushes in to stop the skit as the chef starts to spread chocolate on the moose's snout.
That's right.
But it doesn't say anything about it. See, there's so many questions.
I can't wait to also read about the history of the Philly cheesesteak so I can educate Mike tomorrow.
The chef needs a massive bread dough
stop
that slowly comes to life and begins to fight back. He then goes for his rolling pin, only to have the dough snatch it away and knock him out with it. See, he makes amazing meals that come to life.
Wow.
But we don't know how.
Fascinating.
Fascinating.
I was really rooting for David Lee Roth. I was hoping he could get farther, but...
I don't want meals that come to life, Mike.
He ran into a freight train of the chef. All right, we done? About time?
What, are you in a hurry?
No, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think it gets boring after about an hour.
Yeah. I guess we are looking up on Wikipedia about the Swedish chef.
Right.
Yeah.
But I love the game. We'll have to play again.
How did it go, Chris? You feel like...
I liked the game.
Yeah.
It was a fun game.
It's a good game. We got to get everybody together sometime and play with like a bunch of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we need to write our own questions, too.
I think we need to get everybody together and try out the flashlight... Like together.
The Fleshlight?
The Fleshlight.
No,
yeah.
I don't think that's an everybody game.
No.
Nah, you don't think?
Pretty much solo act.
Chris, if you had to choose.
Well,
mouth, butthole, or vagina, which would you choose?
Oh, it'd be a toss up between mouth and vagina.
Yeah.
I think you can't go mouth there because there's no way it's as good as like, there's no active, like, tongue in anything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know.
Something to think about.
Do you remember the time that you had just got that little scale that you use for weighing the T-shirts?
Yeah.
And you said, man, I wonder how much my junk weighs.
Yeah.
And then you went in and you weighed your junk on the scale, you know, and it was, you know, so many ounces or whatever. And then,
yeah.
And then it was somebody else's turn to weigh their junk, and then... And then Jesse goes in, and he comes back out, and he says, I think I broke your scale.
Oh, yeah.
Destroyed it.
Yeah, so I wouldn't loan him your Fleshlight.
Your buddy listed his top five favorite wheelbarrow full of dicks moments thus far. And I don't remember what they were, but I do remember that one of them was the Monster Face song. And we haven't even played the Monster Face song. Is it in anticipation of playing the Monster
Face? I don't know.
Song?
That's a good question. Well, maybe
when are you going to play the song?
Maybe he just said... Maybe it was just like a preemptive top five, or it was a... He meant the Monster Face discussion.
Oh, so
with
it
the
was talking...
promise of song to come. You should play the song. Could you have the ability to play the song?
Absolutely.
Play the song.
Well, I'm gonna.
Hit it.
Shorty, I didn't say you was ugly. I said you look like a monster, shorty. makes your day. When the hair is your certificate, says that you're ugly, shorty, shorty. I didn't say you was ugly, I said you look like a monster, shorty. I didn't say you was ugly, said you look like a monster, shorty, shorty. No, you can't go to the Golden Corral, cause you look like a monster, shorty, shorty. Where the hell is your certificate? Says that you're ugly, shorty. Ooh, shorty. I didn't say you was ugly, I said you look like a monster, shorty.
Oh, girl, you know it's true. Mm. You look like a monster, but it's cool. Sometimes people just look like monsters.
I want you to know it's over.
Well.